Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Even if you think you don't pay much attention to television commercials, they can still influence how you see society, yourself, and others. Wan Shu Sunny Tsai, assistant professor of advertising at the University of Miami, explains how advertising has influenced the image of gayness in America.
Gay men and lesbians are the most controversial minority groups in today's multicultural markets. They remain marginalized in most parts of the country. In sharp contrast to political and legal discriminations, commercial validations in the marketplace, particularly the recognition from advertisers who have created gay-targeted advertising, is culturally significant and politically empowering. Being included in advertising carried far more symbolic significance than being included in popular movies or television shows, because advertising is viewed as an official sanction from corporate America. Also, in the mind of many gay consumers, the development of the gay niche markets is compared to the evolution of ethnic markets. As a result, advertisers' courtship of this group is understood as a milestone to achieve full citizenship in the capitalistic society. In their own words, many gay consumers believe that recognizing a group as valid consumers can lead to recognizing them as citizens. At the same time, many gay consumers have embraced their consumer power to demand bigger, broader social changes by supporting friendly businesses. But not all gay ads were appreciated by gay consumers. In fact, in my study, I found out that ads that dramatized gayness were often considered as exploitive, and the ads that show gay people just like everyone else were wholeheartedly embraced. In other words, gay advertising functions to empower gay consumers by not only validating the community, but also by assimilating gay men and lesbians into the mainstream.
That was the University of Miami's Wan Shu Sunny Tsai. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Never had a real good friend, no.